This is something that happened a while ago, but I haven't had an opportunity to speak about it. MVM Holdings is headed by New York attorney Marco Masotti, South African-born, very interested in investing into South African rugby, and he was particularly interested in Western Province rugby because he felt that Cape Town had the most to offer of all of the cities into which a rugby investment could be made. But Western Province rugby basically weren't interested, it must be said. And then they went to the Sharks, and the Sharks said, "Ooh, lovely. Thank you very, very, very much indeed. We'd love to have you on board. And do you want 51% of our company? Well, how much are you giving us? That much? Okay, it's a deal." Craig Ray is the sports editor of Daily Maverick. How much have we lost, Craig, by shunning MVM Holdings?
Well, afternoon, John. I suppose that depends if there's something else in the pipeline, and I sincerely don't believe that that's the case. If there was another investor, they were queuing up at the door, then I suppose you'd say we've lost nothing. But I think the fact that MVM Holdings have gone to the Sharks now really does make the Western Province leadership look a little bit bad yet again. And, you know, it's not just about the money they would have plowed in initially. Let's work on the 100 million rand figure which they offered Western Province. The Sharks have been a little bit coy on the exact figure, but having spoken to some people, it's exactly in that ballpark. They're not going to stop there. I mean, Masotti and his gang of investors are not just putting in money and then standing aside and letting it happen. They're going to be active partners, and they're going to want to do more. They're going to put more money in down the line. So this isn't a once-off investment, and that's it. It's a long-term partnership with an investment group that has a lot of experience in sports franchises in America, where they are the biggest money spinners. And they are in it for the long haul. They're not in it for 6 months or a year. So I think Western Province has lost a lot.
Why did? I mean, some of this is in the public arena. A lot of it is still only in closed rooms and unoccupied corridors. But you will have spoken to a lot of people. What's your sense of why Western Province turned this money, this relationship down?
Well, quite simply, it was about control. They didn't want to give away 51% of the company to a group of investors, because that would have weakened the power base of the Western Province hierarchy when it came to company decisions. And, you know, for good or for bad, you could probably make a case both ways that, well, giving away that control does come with risks. Of course it does. But giving away 100 million rand from the investors' point of view, plus whatever add-ons they're going to put in over the years to come, also comes with risk for them. So, control was at the heart of this. As Michael Yormark, who's the president of Rock Nation, who's one of the consortium, said to me, you know, Zeltmaria and Western Province never, ever came back to them and said, "We want more money." They never said the figure was too low, because there's been a big narrative been put in the media space in certain outlets that Western Province were undervalued at 100 million rand or $6 million. That may well be true, but that we're only talking about 50% stake of the company here, not about the whole union. We're also talking about an investment, not a complete buyout. It's an equity partnership. So there's a lot of
As I understand it, Craig, and I appreciate that my understanding might be superficial or wrong, the Sharks have sort of clauses in the contract which say, even though you have majority control, there are certain areas, these, and these, that you cannot change without our permission as the minority partner, which would seem to be a very decent way of dealing with the fact that you are handing majority control over your institution to an investor.
Absolutely. And, Ed Couture, the Sharks CEO, is a very smart man. And, he understands the future. He understands that equity partnerships are the way to go. And there's got to be give and take and compromise in these deals. Of course, as MVM have consistently said, even when they were talking to Western Province, they aren't there to bully Western Province. They don't want to go in and go, "Well, it's our money. We're going to just do what we like," because that's not how a partnership works. And obviously, Western Province didn't feel comfortable with their assurances that that was the case, because they didn't close the deal. Whereas Ed Couture, according to Masotti, was on the ball. He had all the paperwork they needed. He had a clear vision for what he wanted the Sharks to look like, and the MVM group bought into that vision. So as Masotti said to me, he said, "This is how I'm used to dealing with people in New York," which was a bit of an underhanded swipe at Western Province. But, it doesn't, there's not exactly money falling off trees in world sport at the moment, and particularly in rugby, in a COVID time and even before the COVID time. So I don't know what Western Province's long-term plan is to earn income. I know they've put a lot of store in the British and Irish Lions Tour. They've got two games in Cape Town.
That's not going to happen.
That's not happen. Exactly. So you know, players are going to leave en masse. They're not going to have funding. And if they do find funding, they're about to go into a court battle with their development partners at Newlands after telling us it was the deal of the century and this was a great deal for Western Province Rugby. And now it looks like, you know, they might be ending up facing another 500 million rand lawsuit there. So, you know, John, what's the common denominator in all of this? It's the Western Province leadership that seems to be the issue here, because every deal that they touch at the moment apparently goes south. And I mean, I know they will probably call in and say, you know, Craig Ray's talking rubbish. I mean, I've had lots of conversations, WhatsApp sent to me at all hours of night from the Western Province president. And we're going to have a sit down at some point and discuss these matters. And if they've got some sort of master plan, I'm certainly not aware of it.
And then they should share it, because they should surely be aware of the risk of allowing this narrative of a management, a dysfunctional management and leadership of the rugby union taking hold. Because once it takes hold, whether it's taken hold fairly or not, it's very difficult to dislodge. And if there are objective facts to counteract that perception, then they need to be put on the table openly and transparently and quickly. You mentioned exodus of players. Siya Kolisi's name has been mentioned. Peter Steph Du Toit's name has been mentioned. Rob Howing today on Sport 24 mentioning that wonderful starter front row of Bongi Onbonambi, Frans Malherbe and Stephen Kitsoff. And yeah, they haven't signed any deals with the Bulls or the Sharks, which seem at the moment to be the best run franchises with the most money available for investment in players. But yeah, no smoke without fire. Sorry to resort to a cliche.
No, quite right. And I mean, I've heard from very good sources that Siya Kolisi will go to the Sharks. And I mean, if you logically take that to the next step, Roc Nation is a big investor in MVM. Are they going to have their star client playing for an opposition franchise in South Africa? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that's not going to happen. I've heard Stephen Kitsoff to Montpellier. And then the rest of the World Cup winning sprigs, if you like, haven't signed. I mean, Peter Steph Toye's offers, you know, pretty much every week, I would imagine. Western Province is going to have to fight hard to hang on to some of their star players. I just want to go back to the MVM deal. You know, the one thing that often gets missed here is that the Western Province board sent out one of their board members with a mandate to get 100 million rand as an equity partnership, which is what he delivered. They didn't take it. And of course, there's other little subtleties around the deal that maybe didn't sit comfortably with them, but by and large, there was never really a negotiation around it. The Western Province never really got off the starting line with MVM. They strung them along for so long that the Americans lost interest. So it comes back now. So what happens to Western Province Rugby? They got all sorts of problems. They're moving to a new stadium. They might be sitting with a Newlands stadium that they can't develop because they're not property developers, and the property developers have walked away. And how do they foot the bill for their players? They're already 112 million rand in debt to Flight. And if they pay that off through another bank loan, they're still a debt. The pie for money is shrinking in rugby. If the Lions don't tour South Africa, South African rugby doesn't earn anywhere near its income that it should. I mean, the Springboks make up 750 million rands worth of South African rugby's income every year. If the Springboks don't play a second year running, you don't have to be an actuary to figure out that there's no money in rugby, and that means the disbursements from broadcast rights don't trickle down to the unions. So where's Western Province going to get its money? Quite honestly, I don't know the answer to that, unless they've got some sugar daddy waiting in the wings that they're going to reveal in due course.
Thank you very much, Craig Ray, sports editor of Daily Maverick. Thank you very much.